Good morning and welcome to our Sunday worship. We are at the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. One of the questions to help us focus in our worship today is this: are you into cleaning the house, the yard, the car, the closet? Some will get right on it, while others will look for an excuse to avoid it. More important than earthly cleaning is the cleaning of the heart. The why this is necessary and the how are brought before us in our scripture readings. So we ask God to bless us in the hearing of His word this day and help us put His word into practice. If you haven't found out already, the bulletin is found on our website under the media link, or also on the email that gets sent out each week with various links. You can find the link on the website as well under Staying Connected to God's Word. There you'll find Bible study resources and our weekly email and so forth. If you want to get on that weekly email, if you're not already, just contact our church office. Let's now turn our attention to our opening hymn, hymn 106, Come to Calvary's Holy Mountain. We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God for his mercy and forgiveness. We pray. Lord, we pray that your mercy and grace may always go before and follow after us, that loving you with undivided hearts, we may be ready for every good and useful work. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the responsive sentences. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes, and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For human anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Do not really listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So we turn our attention to our first lesson for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. It comes to us from Genesis 50, where we are reminded of the fact that guilt can be a powerful motivator. It can also be crippling. And so we have here a lesson through Joseph to help reassure those who are dealing with guilt. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. The word of the Lord. The Lord does indeed have expectations of us, including on the matter of forgiveness, this reminder from Ephesians 4 and 5. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel comes from Matthew chapter 18. Why should we be forgiving of others? Why should God forgive you? Reminders of the why here in our reading. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. And I'll join in our confession of faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance. And this is possible from God our Father through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus our attention back on the second lesson for this Sunday. We hear once again these words from Ephesians. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, and who through the working of the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament, brings us to faith in our redeemer and keeps us in that one true faith. So, can you open your closets without fear of items falling out? Do you know what is in your closets? Can you say you would have no problem with having a guest, for example, go and look into your closet? No fear of embarrassment. Our hearts, spiritually speaking, is a closet. We have items in our heart that even those who are close to us might not even know about. We have clutter in the heart. And if not careful, it can become so full, nothing but clutter has space in our heart. No matter who we are, no matter our age, no matter how long we have been a follower of Christ, no matter how clean our earthly closets might be, we have a need for the ongoing reminder that the Lord God puts before us through the Apostle Paul in this inspired letter to the Ephesians. Our look at these words before us today can be summed up in this: clean out the closet. Don't keep cluttering it up. Rather, keep room for the God-pleasing things. Keep the closet clean. Clean it out. A clean sweep is necessary, as noted in our text. Because of sin, the Apostle Paul puts it this way: get rid of all bitterness. Examples of sin, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. And he gives more examples of sin. Backing up to verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. As we hear these examples of what sin is, holding on to bitterness and anger and rage and malice and allowing unwholesome talk to come through our mouths, we have to admit that we We too, individually, are guilty of such things. Maybe not every minute of every day, but, you know, for some of us, it might be the case as we take a close examination of our lives and really examine what comes out of our mouths and where does that originate from, but in our heart. Thus the importance of making a clean sweep in the heart, cleaning out the closet, our heart. And then as we take a look at the world around us, in the workplace, at the playground, just walking down the street, wherever we might be, perhaps even in our own family, how much unwholesome talk do we hear? Are we surrounded by? And rage and anger and bitterness, we hear about it on the news day in and day out. The hatred and the rage and the anger. Again, where does that originate from? But in the heart that has not been swept clean of sin. Again, sin is there by nature. We have inherited a sinful nature. That's no excuse, though, for unwholesome talk or bitterness or rage or hanging on to anger or refusing to forgive those who have wronged us. So as we take a close examination of our heart, we have to say to the Lord, Lord, I am guilty of what you are saying here through the Apostle Paul. And as the Apostle Paul needed to address these words to brothers and sisters back when he was originally writing this letter, so they have still application to us today, brothers and sisters in Christ. Our whole self is to give evidence of our new identity in Christ. And so how important it is then to confess our sins, to make a clean sweep, because habits, they can become deep-seated. And sometimes we don't even realize that we're in a habit, in a rut of unwholesome talk or bitterness or rage or anger against a family member, against a fellow church member, someone in society. And it's not just for us here in the church, but those outside society. Do they even realize how bitter and angry they have become? And what is missing in their life? The surroundings are not always helpful. So if we know we're in a situation where maybe it's the workplace, maybe it's a family gathering where the family is not connected to Christ, and so the unwholesome talk continues to just flow out of their mouths, that we recognize that and prepare our hearts and our minds for that situation. Or maybe we have to remove ourselves from that situation, as difficult as that might be. Keep in mind, we need to keep cleaning out the heart from such things, because just a little bit can turn into something bigger and grab control of our heart. So how important it is then, week in and week out, day in and day out, to confess our sins, to recognize our shortcomings, our sins before the Lord. Whether it be the unwholesome talk, whether it be the bitterness or the rage or the anger that we're holding on to. And keep in mind why else this is so important. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. As we who have been called by the Holy Spirit through the means of grace to be God's own, and then we turn around and speak unwholesome talk, we don't drown that old Adam by contrition and repentance. We grieve the Holy Spirit within us, who has called us and who seals us for the day of redemption. But can we fall away from His grip? We can. By not making those clean sweeps, the Holy Spirit uses the law to convict us, but we can reject Him and say, that doesn't apply to me. It applies to the other person, but not to me. What a danger that is. And so, dear friends, let us not grieve the Holy Spirit, who has called us to be God's own, who continually through the Word of God equips us to live as God's own, who equips us to to get rid of that unwholesome talk, to stop it before it comes out, and then to nip it even further in our mind and in our heart. And who helps us and equips us to deal with bitterness and rage and anger. It's going to be there. The Lord knows it, so He addresses it. But He helps us deal with it so it doesn't get the best of us, and so that we don't miss out on the joy and the peace that God has for us. And that's now and for all eternity. And so then to help us keep the closet clean, to make those clean sweeps, and to act in the way that God wants us to act with the help of the Holy Spirit, continually keep room for the God-pleasing things. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. One of the first things we by the Holy Spirit, want to make sure there is room for in our hearts is Jesus and what He has done for us. He has won forgiveness for all the unwholesome talk that has come out of our mouths, and for all the rage and the bitterness and the malice and the anger that has been in our hearts and maybe even expressed by word and action, is forgiven. Not to be brought up against us again, but not as an excuse to continue down that road of sin and grieving the Holy Spirit. Rather, the motivation to walk in the way that Jesus did. Talk about someone who was knocked down and beat down in word and in action. And yet Jesus from the cross even says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Walk in the way of love, just as Jesus has done and continues to do so, and calls us and equips us to do so through the work of the Holy Spirit, using the word. So how important for us then to be in the word, which equips us and reminds us of the motivation we have. In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. This is our spiritual act of worship, day in and day out. Read later 1 John chapters 3 and 4 to be reminded of the love of God and what He wants us to do with His love. Love that's not just for us, but love that is for one another. How to carry out that love. Beautiful examples there for us. For we are reminded with the help of the Holy Spirit, with this Jesus forgiveness in our heart. He who gave up Himself so that now when God looks at us in Christ, there's a fragrant offering between God and us. We then are able to build up one another. Remember that old adage, if you got nothing good to say, then don't say it. For what benefit are you saying that? Your own? Make a clean sweep. Clean out the closet. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Rather, make room for the God-pleasing thing, which is building up one another. The eighth commandment. How do you want to be talked to and about? That, dear friends, is how we need to talk about others. On our own, we fail. But with the Holy Spirit, we succeed. James reminds us to tame the tongue. What fires are started by the tongue, right? Jesus knows this is not an easy task, but no excuses. He's given us what we need. He's given us the Holy Spirit who calls us and equips us and seals us. He's given us the forgiveness of Himself that He has won for us. He gives us the motive, the example. Walk as Jesus did. So then, may the words that come from our mouth be those which build up and encourage one another, that are helpful and that are kind out of compassion. To help us do that then in an habitual way, day in and day out, ponder daily His mercy shown to you, how you have been forgiven, and as you have been forgiven, forgive. Now, the other person may not be forgiven because they refuse to repent of their sin, but you have a desire, as God does, to forgive. And that desire to forgive is beneficial to you, all of you, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And Lord willing, it will be a benefit to the one who has wronged you, as they will come to see the error of their ways and repent, and you can assure them of God's forgiveness. For the goal of such thing is to win our brother and sister over, that we may walk together in peace and unity now and forever. So when you pray the fifth petition, pray those words from the heart. Forgive us, Lord, as we forgive others. If you're not taking those words seriously, what are you doing? You're grieving the Holy Spirit. Rather, be an influencer with the Holy Spirit in you and for you. So, does your closet need cleaning? All of ours do. And by the grace of God, they can be clean, swept clean. And by the work of the Holy Spirit through the Word, we can keep the clutter out of our heart and continually have room for those things that are pleasing to God. Blessings on your cleaning the closet this week and every week. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with our next song. At this time when our thank offering would normally be given, again, we appreciate the gifts that you are making, dropping off in person or through the mail or through our online giving option. These gifts are indeed helping us continue with our ministry. So again, to God be the glory for using you to continue to support ministry here and elsewhere. Let us continue with the prayer of the church. Grant us, O Lord, to live each day in gladness and peace, without stumbling and without stain, that reaching the evenings victorious over all temptation, we may praise you, the eternal God, for you govern all things and are praised now and forever. Make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love.
Where there is injury,
pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Lord, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive,
it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Lord, you love the cheerful giver, who with open heart and hand blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving, with a spirit large and true, that our life and all our living we may consecrate to you. Lord, for those celebrating a birthday this week, continue to have your blessings be evident in their lives, and continue to deepen the love and commitment of those celebrating a wedding anniversary. Hear these requests and also hear what our Savior has taught us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thanks be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Our closing hymn, May the Mind of Christ My Savior.
Thank you.
Morning again. Blessings on your day be evident. Just to highlight a few announcements, Bible studies. On Sunday mornings, we have personalizing salvation, law and gospel, how to use law and gospel not only to build up ourselves by the grace of God, but also to lead others to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. That Bible study takes place live. It can be found online. The Bible study handout is on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link, or also on that email that gets sent out with all the links for the week. New Sunday school materials are available. See the website in the weekly news for more information regarding how to get those new materials directly to you. And also check out the weekly news for more information about the various Bible studies that have been brought back again. So keep that in mind, the days and times, the men's studies, the women's studies, the digging deeper. If you want to watch that by Zoom, please contact myself and we'll make sure you get that link. A summary of the congregation meeting that took place last week will be coming out shortly as we look forward to having more discussions regarding what was discussed at our congregational meeting. And keep paying attention to the news, especially this week, as we hope to hear maybe our county be lifted to another color, which could be a good thing, as that could mean then indoor worship again. If we are able to go back to indoor worship, we will still offer outdoor worship at this point in time. We'll keep you posted as things develop as best we can, but keep in mind if we're able to come back indoors, we will, with modifications. We most likely will do the 8 o'clock worship service indoors, and then we'll continue with the outdoor service. So we'll keep that in mind as we listen. Our school starts up on campus, K to 6 on Monday. We're thankful for this opportunity. Continue to keep the school in your prayers, along with all your brothers and sisters here at St. Mark's and throughout the world. Blessings on your day. Thank you.